This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. So this this topic of May Peiros, fruit juice that one makes bread with fruit juice if he's chayav v'chala, has different yesodos in it in regards to Hilchas Chala, also in regards to Hilchas Pesach, and there's some fascinating chidushei dinim that I wanted to share with everyone. So let's start with the following. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, there's often a Mishnah that says, Isa sheniloisha b'mei peiros chayeves bechala. No two ways about it. Isa sheniloisha b'mei peiros chayeves bechala. You would think that according to this, that should be the halacha psuka. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chav Tes does write Isa sheniloisha b'mei peiros chayeves bechala, but we're going to see that the Shach brings that those are argues. So it's not so simple. So where does this come from? So Yerushalmi has a diun regarding the Chiyuv Chala. And from the Yerushalmi, we're already going to see that there could be different ways to understand if you would be Chayev or Potter. So far, we know that the Mishnah says Chayev. So where do we see that it could be that Isa Shenila Shemei Peres is Potter? The Rosh brings up this diun, and he bases himself on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings an opinion of Reish Lakish that says that May Peiros are not Machshir. And if they're not Machshir, then you shouldn't be Chayev Bechala either. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Lekule Alma May Peiros is going to be Chayev Bechala, even if it's not going to be able to be Machshir L'inyan Tuma. And the Gemara goes on, and it says, Rabbi Yossi has a Shaila, that if L'gabei Tuma, it's Machshir, then Kol Shekein L'gabei Chala, it should be Chayev Bechala. So the Rosh says that even though normally Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, but over here, since you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and others that support this, that support Reish Lakish, that May Peiros is not Machshir and therefore it's not Chayev Bechala, so we should be Choshish that May Peiros is not Chayev Bechala. Now the obvious question is that the Mishnah writes Chayev Bechala. So what are we going to do with the Mishnah that says Chayev Bechala? So it's shver, right? So obviously we see that, right? So the simplest answer that the Rosh would say is that there is Tanoim that are not like the Mishnah. We're going to see there's going to be other Terutzim, and the reason why I want to emphasize this from the beginning is because the lumdis of why May Peiros is Potter is going to be very much talui in the Makiris, where they get it from. That's why I want to be Masadr from the Yerushalmi first. It's just B'maimra Muzgar. It's fascinating to see. I don't know if the Olam had the opportunity to read the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Sheni, Ois Yudalid. The Rosh asks from the Rashba what the din would be in such a case. It's Yadua that the Rosh, when he heard rumors that he was going to be, that after the Marami Rotenberg was left in jail, and he heard rumors that they were going after him next, he escaped to Spain. And he escaped to the north of Spain, which the main place in the north of Spain was Katlona, right? He came to Katlona, and there he learned with the Rashba for a week. The Rashba was the Gadol Hador. And the Rashba told him, you're needed in the south of Spain, which is the area of Castilla, which is where the obviously the Rosh Hashanah, the tour had a big influence there. The Ran, the Magid Mishnah, it's all that area. I think I mentioned this before. You'll see that the Rashba and the Ramban, that's more Chachmei Katlona. And when they refer to Chachmei Sfarad, that's more Castilia, which is the Rosh, the Tur, the Ran, the Magid Mishnah, Abu Dram. It's different sections. You have to know, and they have different, a little bit of different Mahalchim also. So either way, the Rosh, in his question to the Rashba, it's just like the poetry is about like 20 lines of poetry on the greatness of the Rashba, right? I don't know. Aderis, Tzameres, Goydelos, Akoteres, Mimashach Asoichech, B'yakar V'tiferes, V'al Yuval Yishlach, Sharsha Eitzadas, V'chulu V'chulu. Ki behilcha nercha alai roishi yahapach laor choshchi v'yazir ashishi be'imri hagmieni na me'at mayim ikadech. You should see the respect that the G'dayle Ador had for each other. It's just unbelievable. The way that the Rosh put such an emphasis on this poetry of praising the Rashba. So either way, so the Rosh says, even though it's a halacha psuka and it's a Mishnah Mefureshes that says that mei peiros is chayav, but he brings the Yerushalmi and he brings a cheshbon. He says the following: Rabbi Yosi bai ain temer chala oilatuma, ain temer lachalkash natuma. Ma is the amrit latuma lachala? Loi Rabbi Yoina pashad le lachali amrit koshkin latuma. And Rabbi Yoina midaita detani Rabbi Yoina Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Rabbi Shimon chayim namar kalachal namar leon lachalas lechem Shimon. So he goes on. He says, V'das talmidecha noite de hilchasak Rabbi Shua ben Levi v'Rav Yoinev Rabbi Yosh b'Chanina legabi Rabbi Yochanan. So even though we paskin usually like Rabbi Yochanan, but over here you have all these amoraim that seem to go like Reish Lakish, so we should paskin that way as well. And the Rashba is matche that, and he says no, we paskin like the Mishnah that you should that may pierce is chayiv b'chala. The Or Zarua has a different mahalach. The Or Zarua says that we paskin like Reish Lakish. And even though you think that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, he brings Rabbeinu Tam, and he brings a few more places, and this was his back and forth between Rabbi Yechiel miPariz, is that if Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, halacha is like Reish Lakish. Yeah, the halacha is like Reish Lakish. I thought that's what he's saying. It seems to be that the Or Zarua is in... is in page over here, 182. He brings an Arichas. Look at page 181. I'm sorry. Ve'einirli dalker Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Alach Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The pasuk mikoyach aida megillah. And he goes on and he says, ve'kasher benu tam dechsiv. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Harav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shloi Heishiv Lei Dizilshan Omnam Lefi Sfarasi Ein Alacha Kiravav B'Shem B'Shem Levi Kim Kirav Yoichanan Kirav Yosef Rechanina De Bein Rish Lakish Bein Lerav Ba B'Shem B'Shem Ben Levi Mafkia Mishnah Shal Maseches Chalab Mishmosa. So he's saying the problem is that what you're doing is that you're being mafkia the Mishnah Mishmosa. So what is the Or Zarua? He doesn't have a problem with it. He's going to tell you, no, the Mishnah is obviously going to be talking about Mei Peiros, talking about Shar Mei Peiros that are Mekabel Tuma, like Geffen. Look at the end of the paragraph. He says, V'lo yashar tshuva zayis be'enai, that I'm going against the Mishnah. The Mai dekashar b'suk ma'asiz der shuva leiv, b'shiva mashkim, dehim ikar Mei Peiros. V'rabbas kenu betalma, hikuch nir be'enai halacha la'maisa kede pirshis. So the Or Zarua says, I have no problem paskening over here like Reish Lakish, even though the Mishnah seems to be not that way. Because the Mishnah, we could be saying, not that it's other Amay Rayim, but it's talking about May pairs that are Makabal Tuma. Okay. And it's interesting that the Or Zarua has a Havamina to say, page 180, you take a look, he has a Havamina to say that only Lechem together with Mayim would be Chayiv Bichala, to the exclusion of Mei Peiros even that are Mekabel Tuma, like grape juice, like Yayin and Dvash, it's Mekabel Tuma, but it still wouldn't be Chayiv Bechala. There is a Havamina, and then he backs out from it.
I don't know why
he... What's his Havamina? What's the Havamina?
I didn't get to that Havamina.
Okay, what's the Havamina? So here...
He argues that
So here it seems to be there's an important chakira. What is the reason why there are amayroyim and maybe tanayim that argue on the Mishnah that may pay us to say chayv b'chal, and they're going to say pater mechala? Ish lachkor. Is it medin that may pay us are not mechabrin? Just like in Tumah they're not mechaber, so too may pay us are not mechaber. Right? Okay, so we'll see what the pshat is that it's not mechaber. Or pshat is that may peiros can't come lidei chimutz. And if the first chabura that when we spoke about the chiyuv chala, we spoke about then, is the main mechayev and chala the min, or is the fact that there is a chimutz, that it's a min that come lidei chimutz, but it's a min, it's the bo lidei chimutz, the ikar. So it seems to be we spoke about then that there is a Ramban that has an Ariches that seems to say that the Iker is the Chimutz. That's what we talk. It makes a big deal out of Greiro. And if that would be the case, the Ramban seems to imply, I didn't go into this Ramban in depth, but I saw that Divrei Yecheskel brings this Ramban and he makes a big deal out of it, that it seems to be that May Peiros would be Potter because it can't be machmetz. And since it can't be machmetz, so you're missing the ikker component of a chiyuv chala. That's what the Divrei Yecheskel says. And I saw Rabbi Katz brings from the Or Zarua, L'chayre is going with this shita. Why? I'll read you the Or Zarua in Siman Tavshin Samiches. Pagati babocher mezuin v'kli zayinu b'yoder, Rav Yosef ben Hanediv, Rav Mazel, Kvoida Yigdol. Velo yidol, v'alachala ashivecha halacha lemaisei kach nir be'enai, de isa shiniloisha b'mei peres p'tur min achala levad mezayin mashkin. Tanan perek beis dechala, ishinosh b'mei peres chayves b'chala, shamati sheish girsa p'tura min achala. So there, we're trying to figure out what's with the Mishnah. He has a girsa that you're p'tur min achala, levad mezayin mashkin, tanan perek beis dechala, isa shiniloisha b'mei peres Yerushalmi. Listen to this. So what's the Or Zarua's makor? That if you're chayev mishum chametz, you're chayev bechala. V'od perakam atanan asugin adufshan p'tiri mishum deloy ikri lechem l'reshim lakish k'di islay r'yachin k'di islay ha ihavu lechem chayavim. Aye, why so we've got dufshanim, which is totally may peiros. Why is it going to be chayev? Hoben loisha b'dvash u'mayim. Mashma dvash on its own, you're going to be putter because it's not boli de chimutz. And that was his havamina at the beginning, what he fell off from. But that's what he said, that even dvash would be putter minachala. So what do you see from over here? That may pay rice, even if it's mekabel tuma, is going to be putter, because loy bali de chimutz. That's one tzad, and therefore he has a havamina that even the may peiros that even something that's mekabel tuma from the zayim mashkim is putter. We don't paskin that way. He falls off from that, but he still blibes with the fact that may peiros is putter and the rosh as well. The rosh didn't have this havamina because pashas the rosh is learning that the ikar chisaron of May Peiros is like what's mashman the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi puts together as a chiyuv letuma legabe chiyuv with chala. So just like you're it's not makabel tuma, you're also not chayv b'chala. What's the kasher? Because there's no chibur legabe tuma, so also there's no chibur legabe chala. Right? Now based on this, the Or Sameach goes with this mahalach. And he says that might even be the Rambam's mahal. The Rambam says, dafka yain shemen. Why dafka those things? Says the Or Sameach, because other meperes are not machshir, and therefore it's also not going to be mechaber. He says, even though you're chayv betumah, so he has a whole shtickle tire over there, that tumah and hechshir is not the same, ayin shem. But from the Or Sameach, you see that it's not machshir. It's a big kasha. Why, according to this, if the chisaron is that it's not a chibur, so why shouldn't we say that Siruf Sal should be a Machayev? So why shouldn't the Sal be a Machayev? So the Or Sameach says that the reason, even though there's a Siruf Sal, but since at the end of the day, the the fact that there's no chibur makes it go back to its original state, that it's originally, it's called kemach, so therefore, tzir of salt's not going to help. Why? Because it's still, at the end of the day, it's called kemach. That's the ursameach. So once again, if you're going to say that the reason why May Peiris is not chayev is because it's not mechaber, but if it's not mechaber, soif at the shas alechem, it is a mechaber, because you have at least a sal, a tzir of sal that should be mechaberit. The answer is, as the ursameach, it still blibes kemach. That's the mahalach of the ursameach. Reb Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Simin Samich as Dibra Maschil Adayin Tzorechien asks the same kasha, why should we have a tzir of sal? He brings the ursameach and he says, but it's a doichik, the ursameach. He says, Mikom Okim, Iyachar Lahakach Shabbatsiyas. She kol gargir shel kebach nepach le gargir shel isa. Imkein my time alo yit starfu kol gargorim al yedei asal. The maishna shtayim o sholosh isas me alfei gargorim shel isa. If you have two isais that are not mechayiv on their own, so you could put them together. So also a lot of gargorim you could put them together. So he says maybe the pshat is that the chiyuv of isa is not because it's a klump b'metzias, but b'metzias it's not called a chibur. Maybe it's not called an Isa. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. But he says, Shver, safe, it's an Isa. So comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, and I have a further kasha. If you want to say it's not called an Isa, we know there are two zmanim of chiyuv legabe chiyuv chala. You have when it's an Isa, and you also have when it's a shem lechem. So hateinach, it's not called an Isa, but when you're baking it and it becomes a shem lechem, so it should be chayv mitzad the shem lechem. That's what he asks. In other words, shem lechem mitzad tzir of sal. So he's machadish that le'olam, even when you say that you're chayev when it becomes a lechem, it's not mitzad the lechem on its own. Rather, while it's baking, there's a certain shlav that the isa is gonna make it into a lechem. In other words, at that point, there's gonna be a transition stage. That like Blila Raka, we say it's not called a Shem Isa. So why are you Chayev? There's no Isa. The answer is that when it's baking, it becomes an Isa at a certain point right before it becomes a Lechem. That's when you're Chayev. What?
That's its Gilgul.
But it's mitzad the Gilgul. It's not mitzad the Shem Lechem. If you remember when we talked about a Chiyuv Chala Legabe Tzir of Sal, we said from the Ran, he says clearly, based on the Rif, that there's two Zmanim. It says there's a Zman of Isa, and then even though sometimes you don't have an Isa, but you have the Lechem. And that's why Tzir of Sal is Chayiv. But it doesn't seem to be, Rav Shlomo Zalman is going with that. He says that it's because of the Isa. And therefore, he says, since May Peiris was never able to make something into an Isa, not Shayach Tzir of Sal. Because Tzir of Sal could only do something that it was once an Isa, so the Tziruf is making it now into a Lechem because there was an Isa. But if there was never an Isa, so you can't say that you're Chayv. That's what he says. Okay, but Alkol Panim, what do we see? That the Iker Yesoid Y, May Peiris is not Chayv, according to the Rosh, is going to be because of there's no Chibur. Just like by Tuma, there's no Chibur. And that's why he's making a big deal out of Yerushalmi. He doesn't bring the Makor of the Or Zarua that says it's because of Chimutz. The Prima Gadim says this as well in Simukuf Sameches. I think the Chalos Lechem says this, although I didn't see it inside. But the Prima Gadim says this in Simukuf Sameches, Ish Lavram, Sivkot and Tezain, I believe. So far, so good? Okay, so I want to discuss a few things, Halacha Lamaisa, number one. So
why doesn't
I mean, he went with the standard Rishonim more. Maybe there are Zeruahs that's going to support it, but you know, you have the big guns. Is the Rosh? Yeah, you're right. I don't know. The truth is, the Beis Yosef says that he doesn't even entertain a tzad that, according to the Rambam, when it's written Yayin Vidvash, it's Bedavka Yayin Vidvash, and Sharmei Pierce is going to be Potter. he says, Zichr, the Rambam held the Yain Vash is Lavdavka, and some even Goyish may bait him. And I see from the Perish of Mishnais of the Rambam and Mishnais, he's also Mashba that May Peris is all May Peris, Lavdavka Mayim Vidvash. And this leads us to like the Iker Shitas of Rishaitim is that May Peris is Bechayev. Obviously, we hold that even though Legabi Tuma, it could be, it's not Mechaber, but Metzias, it's an Isa. That's the default Shita. And that's the Shita of Alocha Lamaisa. That's where the base Yosef Paskins, like this in the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Shin Chav Tes, Be'ofen Vaday, that you're Chayev. Now, what would be the Halacha based on this? Based on this, let's think about egg matzah according to this. So egg matzah. So let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it's in Shin Chav Tes. Oh, let's see. Let's talk about deal with that. Yeshli Zara Milalush Bemei Peiros Sheinim Shivim Mashke Elikin Yarivim Echad Mishiva Mashke. So the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Lehizahir Milalush Bemei Peiros Sheinam Mishiva Mashkim Ela Imkein Yariv Aleim Echad Mishiva Samashkim. Why? What's the reason why? So this. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to the test. Isa shinileisha b'mei peiros afilu b'lo yishumayim chayev b'chala. So he paskes b'yifan vadeir chayev b'chala. But then in Sif Yud he brings from the smock that you have to be careful not to be lalush b'mei peiros because the smock says then. Since the kemach is not mekabel tuma together with the eggs, so therefore this chala is tahor, and if this chala is tahor, you're not allowed to be soyrif chala tahora. And the Ramo says ein orachaim meim shivs a mashkin v'im avar v'lash b'loy shiv a mashkim lo yisrif a chala ela yite neisa lekayin katan k'mush yisbar lekamansim and shinchav beis. So we brought up, I think Rabbi Avishai asked, what would be by Manischewitz or other egg matzah, that they have pure 100% egg matzah, kasher lePesach, because there's no tarevis of mayim. So, Taka, are they careful to give it to a kohen katan or not? It's a big operation, but you're going to give to a kohen katan. So, I asked this to the OU, and they got back to me that the egg matzahs that they make that are kosher lePesach are only with grape juice. Since they're only with grape juice, so therefore they're chayev be, they're obviously chayev bechala and they're mekabel tuma. So therefore, when they take off chala, they could be soyrefit. I asked them, I saw in the ingredients of certain egg matzahs that say eggs and apple cider. They say, yeah, that's the ones that are not kosher lePesach. So the ones that are not kosher lePesach obviously seems to be that it's they have some tarevis amayim, or even the kemach could be that the kemach went through a blanching process, that the kemach is also mekabel tuma already. So there. What? No, they would never do that. I hope they would never do it. They would say it would be bottle. I would hope they would never do that. I'm sure it would be 100% pure grape juice. Now, what would come out according to this? I didn't ask the other companies, like Streitz also has egg matzah. So what would they do? So I didn't find anybody who brought this besides. I found Rav Dinner. He talks about this in one of the Kvotzim of Kol Torah. He was asked about this, and he says maybe you could be mafresh bina mukaf from one min that is onto another min, and that min is tameh, and then you could burn that. But some of you can't do that because it's one is tameh and one is tahar, so maybe it's ainu mina mukaf. But that has to do with the machzor shekel that we said, that maybe tuma and tahara, slav dafka called ainu mina mukaf. So that's what he dons with over there. But otherwise, I mentioned that the OU for the egg matzah, so they only use grape juice. That's kosher. The one that's kosher lePesach, they claim they're only using grape juice.
Oh,
they can't.
Yeah. Even the Rosh Hashanah, he fell off from it. Yeah, he fell off from it. Okay, so that's an interesting deal. Another thing that I thought to bring up would be that, you know, there's a deal whether egg matzah you can make hamotzi. You can make hamotzi if you're kaveh seuda, right? Let's shalosh shittos. You want to take egg matzah and you want to be kaveh seuda. So originally I thought, so if you're going to use egg matzah that's kosher lePesach, so according to the Or Zarua and Pashas, according to the Rosh, if you're not chayev bechala, so it's not called lechem. So how could you make a birkas hamazon on that? The Marach Or Zarua says, based on my father, the Rosh, based on my father, the Or Zarua, you can't make hamoitzi. What would bracha be then? Mezoinus? No, just like rice?
You're saying kaveh seuda, though.
It's not lechem. So where do you find the burn mezoinus on the love lechem? Rice. So it's like rice.
No, but this is less than
kaveh
seuda.
Daisa.
Daisa.
Kaveh seuda shani.
What?
Kaveh seuda shani. Meaning stam kacha levarach hamoitzi. That's what the...
Even if you're kaveh seuda on itrius, you can't wash. So this is not called lechem.
Maybe it's not lechem, meaning it's not hamitzi, it's pasav v'kisnin. Not that it's not lechem, it's mufka from the ganze parsha. I don't know if he means that.
Why is it not chayev
b'chala? He means
stam. You're not chayev b'chala.
It's not lechem, b'chala.
You're saying pasav v'kisnin is chayev b'chala.
Where are we going? We still have 7 minutes.
We're trying to say that it's spelled in the shame lechem. Right, that's clear.
Marach Or Zarua says clearly it's not called the Shem Lechem. So the Prima Gadim says that maybe it's called the Lechem Legabe Svia. I just saw it now, but I don't understand such a... I don't understand. How could you be Mechalik between a Chi of Lechem Legabe Chala and Legabe Svia Birkas Amozin? You understand that? It's a big chiddush. So the lechem legabe parashas shlach legabe chala and the parashas ekev legabe birk zamos and is a different shame lechem. And you have no problem with this. Wow. No, listen, the Rishonim seems to say not that way. Marach Or Zarua says, according to his father, it's a mezoidus. So the truth is, the Magen Avram himself asks on the Rambam that says that pasabo bakisnin, shini loisha b'mei peiris, your potter. It's not a mitzvah, it's a mezoinus. Ask the Magen Avraham, how are yotzei de Pesach? Or how are the Rambam passes may perish your chayv b'chala? So everybody asks, what do you mean? You're not kaveh seuda, it's really lechem. Just you're not kaveh seuda, but if you're kaveh seuda, it is a lechem. It's got a shame lechem, just right now you're not kaveh seuda. But obviously the Magen Avraham learned that pasaba bekisdin is lav shame lechem. And the reason why you're kaveh seuda is the takana de rabbanan. That's what Prima Gadim says. So based on this, it's not really a shame lechem, and that's what the Marach Or Zarua says. It could be that you shouldn't use egg matzah that's kosher lePesach to make hamoitzi on it because you have some rishonim and the sofik brachas lahakil. Maybe they have some rishonim that say that you're not chayv b'chalam meil. It's not called a shame lechem. So it's a mezoinus. It's a mezoinus. So it's a tziruf to say a mezoinus on egg matzah. Mashikin is egg matzah that's during the year, so that has mayim inside, so then you have no problem. That's not part of this diyun, because then you're chayiv b'chala. What? Yeah, if it's
OU, you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it's OU, then you don't have a problem anyways, but if you're going to have egg matzah, there's only going to be eggs, which I have to find out if that's strites. I don't know how they're going to be mafresh chala. And second, that one you shouldn't use. But now that we found out that OU uses grape juice for their egg matzah, so it's not a problem. And there's also a very important Shara Melech that Rabbi Kiveger brings down, is that when you're going to mix, if you're going to mix water together with beperus, even a little bit of water is chayev. Masha'enkein, if you're going to, just live a few minutes. Masha'enkein, if you're going to be mixing it you're going to mix beperus that is machshir, like grape juice or like dvash, then you go according to Roiv. There's a Mefurash Rambam like this in Hilchas Tumah. In Hilchas Tumah, that if it's Mayim is Machshir, everything, even Kol Shum, Mashenkin, Veshar, May pears that are mekabel tuma, the zayin mashkin. So then you go according to Rav. Okay, so that if they put water in there, kashula pesach egmatzah, or the kemach already went through a blanching process of water, say there's mekabel tuma. But otherwise, it's going to be tolui if there's no water and they're just putting in grape juice together with other maypayers, then you'd have to see what the roiv is. It seems to be that they put grape juice. So I wanted to, Rabbi Kraft has over there, I wanted to give out, they emailed me their policy of how their mafresh challah, is very, very interesting. I just wanted to point out one last chiddush before we start mincha, is the following, is that the in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Samech Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's better not to make a shear challah with the meipei rice. It's better to make a pachas, make a shear, because if you're going to make it kashir, then it's going to be a problem with challah seitahir. Now the problem is that it's mashma from this base Yosef that if you would make a shear, so you're going to get into a problem. Ask the Magen Avraham, why are you getting into a problem? Just make a shear, take off challah without a bracha. Take off challah without a bracha. So the Chuk Yankov says, you see from over here, it's never good to put yourself into a situation when you're going to have to potter yourself with a suffic brachis. And I gave the example to Rabbi Avishai, let's say somebody takes off his talis in the middle of davening. It's a big suffic whether you're allowed to put your talis back onto the Shulchan Aruch holds, you're chayv bibracha. Take off your tefillin, big shayla. So tefillin taka, many make a bracha when they put them on. But talis, the Rama says not to make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says you had to make a bracha. And even then, many Sephardim don't make a bracha when they put back their talis. But to take off your talis, at the end of davening, you take off your talis. You shouldn't put it back on if already at the end of davening. And I shouldn't remember Rabbi Bashal says in Perek Mem Dalid from Bezratia that you take off your talis at the end of davening, shouldn't put it back on. Or somebody asked to borrow your talis. Okay, it asked to borrow your talis. No. Get yourself another talis that nobody's wearing. You take off my talis, I'm going to have a suffix putting it back on. Chuk Yankov says it's never good to put yourself into a suffix bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.